So Brahma na, is a CEO of the universe. You all agree, na? What do we say? Obama is a first citizen of America. What do you say? Modi is a first citizen of India. We say Brahmaji is a first citizen of the universe. The topmost man, full of all capacities endowed with him. So to cut the story short, he stole Krishna's cows and baby cows and his friends, you know, when they were eating nicely in the bank of Yamuna, thinking that, अरे सात साल का बच्चा कैसे हो सकता है, इसने अगासुर को कैसे मारा, how he can be the boy who has killed the Agasur, who has terrorized all the demigods in the heavens. He came to see and he saw, he's sitting there and, you know, eating everybody's tiffin, and from his mouth to his mouth he's eating, and from his mouth he's giving somebody else's mouth, from their mouth he's eating. Then he further got convinced, ki bhagwan kaise ho sakta hai, let me test him. So he stole his friends and his baby cows to see the fun, and then Lord duplicated himself in all those whom he stole. So when he came back, he saw everybody there. So he thought, bahut tricky lagta aadmi ye, he must be bringing all those things when I am here, and again when I go back he must be putting all those things there. So he went back and forth and he saw they were there also, they were here also. Anyway, long story, but he bewildered him completely. His four brains in four skulls were completely bewildered. So he felt repentant, and then he thought ki all this is because of my Brahma position. Because I am topmost personality, I felt I am the greatest person in the universe. I know so much, you know. I know everything. What anybody else cannot compare with my knowledge and my capacities. Because of that pride, I could not recognize my Lord. If I were not Brahma, maybe I could have been humble enough to understand who is He. But because I was Brahma, I felt like testing Him. So He repented and He offered prayers of repentance to Krishna. And Krishna said, ठीक है बाबा, वापस मत करना गलती ऐसा, दोबारा नहीं करना ऐसे, एक बार किया ठीक है जा अभी. So he was forgiven one sense, but still ना he felt more repentant. तो वो अपने हंस में बैठ के उड़े वृंदावन से, वृंदावन में वापस वृंदावन में उतर गए एक जगह पर, वो तो बैठ के रोए बहुत. तो उधर एक कुंड बना हुआ है, ब्रह्म कुंड, मेड ऑफ हिज टीयर्स, ही क्राइड सो मच ऑन रिपेंटेंस. वेरी ब्यूटिफुल प्लेस. Tells us that repentance is very important. When we repent, we really get mercy of the Lord. वहाँ से उड़े ब्रह्मलोक जाने के लिए, still he was not satisfied. Again he got on another place and he did tapasya. You know why he did tapasya at that time? He felt ki all this problem was because I am Brahma actually. I got the position of Brahma. That chair which I am sitting in is giving me all that pride, all that which I shouldn't be having. Is infusing me with the pride, that position that I have. So he is, after repentance, forgiveness, achievement, he still sat down to pray and to do tapasya, so that next time he should not be given the highest position. How many of you will do that? Everybody will do tapasya for what? Now you are doing tapasya again for what? So that you can get what you don't have now. You don't do tapasya for losing what you have. This fellow is sitting there doing tapasya that next time I don't want to become Brahma, I want to become an ordinary person. So I can serve you, I can be really be with you. I will not be bewildered like I am now or I was before. I would like to be very simple and be cognizant of the truth that is around me. So he did tapasya and lo and behold what happened. At that very place in Dwapar Yuga, when Sri Krishna was there as Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him. Who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Sri Krishna himself, but who has come as a devotee to teach devotion to the world. And he is Gaur Kanti, he is golden complexion. And he told him, ki, in this form I will come in the next incarnation. And you will become, as you have desired to become Mr. Nobody. You are doing all these things to become Mr. Nobody. Now you are Mr. Somebody, a Mr. CEO. So I fulfill your desire, you will be low born in next life. But even though you are low born, you will be the topmost chanter of the holy name and you will be celebrated as the teacher of the holy name, acharya of the holy name, the beacon light of the process of chanting of the holy names. Naam acharya bolte hai usko. So Brahma became Haridas Thakur and Krishna became Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in next incarnation. So you can understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful actually. He has come down to teach us the science of the holy name. So all of us in whichever positions of life we are, now you are students, we are all middle-aged, we have children and in-laws to look after and so many things are there. Some people very young going to school, they have their own challenges. Unko bhi kuch life easy nahi aajkal. Grade 1 se unko computer sikhna padta hai. Internet se notes nikal ke isse banana padta hai. Everybody struggling with the computer, surfing internet and doing so many things. So all of us, stress levels are increasing, right? From school level to junior college level to the professional college level to the post-graduation, everywhere stress levels are increasing. And the grihasthas like us, family members are also working hard to keep up with the pace of the world around, you know. A lot of pushings are there from outside. But when you are accepting spiritual life, you can keep that pressure at a distance from you with great confidence and live life the way you want to live. You can say no to that. It's like saying no to the patient after 45 number is over. Say no, my quota is over. Today I want to go home and sleep or be with my wife and my children at home. That ability comes in you of decision and ability to say no to things which you don't want to do also comes in you. Otherwise, usually what happens, the world will overpower you and make you do things what the world wants to do through you and you can't say no to them. The biggest difficulty is to say no. At right time to say no is an art and is a potency also at the same time. It's a capability. Krishna consciousness will give you that capability. ऐसा नहीं कि हम लोग खाली हरे कृष्ण के खाली नाचते हैं और वो मजा करते हैं. इट्स नॉट दैट्स नॉट द ओनली थिंग दैट डू. इट्स अ इनर जर्नी दैट रीमोल्डिंग एंड रीजुवेनेशन दैट हैपन्स फ्रॉम विद इन यू. दैट इज कृष्ण. इट्स अ इनर जर्नी ऑफ योर सोल टू मीट विद द लॉर्ड एंड दैट इज हैपनिंग विद इन यू. एक्सटर्नल आई एम गिविंग लेक्चर हियर, गिविंग सम पूजा देयर, समथिंग ओवर देयर, फेस्टिवल ओवर देयर, दैट्स एक्सटर्नल एक्टिविटी. फॉर ऑल द वाइल आई एम मेकिंग एन इंटरनल जर्नी टूवर्ड्स द लॉर्ड. And that is what I am trying to be a devotee, for that reason only. To make the journey internally successful, journey within successful, then journey without, outside. And believe me, because of this, I tell you, first 2.5 years of my hostel life, I was like any other student and I was doing all kind of things. Suppose everything what hostelite can do, I was doing. But the last part of my hostel life, really gave me all the insight just because Krishna consciousness entered in my life. I wouldn't have been able to practice that Krishna consciousness if I was at home. Because I was in the hostel, I could full independence, I could practice it the way I want to practice and cultivate. And lot has to do with that life in hostel, what is happening to me now. So that gave me foundation. And now you are, one way why you are fortunate, because you don't know how to earn money. Is there pressure on you to earn money also? No. You just study. Pressures of study on you. But now afterwards, pressure of earning also is there. Loan bhi hai. Bohut sara cheez ka fight karna padta hai. But because the foundation of Krishna consciousness were laid down in my student period of time, when I was receiving and receiving and receiving, in front of medical knowledge also, in the form of spiritual knowledge also. And because of this nice foundation, today's life is beautiful. If that foundation was not strong that time, today's life wouldn't have been beautiful as it is today, as I want it to be. Because I put the roots and put the foundation strong in those years of my life, today I can tell you very proudly that I am happy. I am doing what I want to do. Many of the people in the world, many, many successful guys are doing what they don't want to do. Abhi main conference mein gaya, Delhi mein gaya tha. There were only 5 participants. All were 20 plus years experienced into handling multinational companies. 20 plus years as managers and directors. Only those were there. And everybody said ki, we are frustrated. We are doing things which we don't want to do. We are slaves of our work. And we feel so inspired to look at you. You are doing what you want to do and what you love to do. Won't you think that you like to do what you love to do in life? Who would like to do what you don't want to do in life? No one. All of you will actually imagine yourself to be doing what you love to do. You enjoy working, enjoy doing what you are doing. But you have to let yourself do what you want to do. And don't succumb yourself to those things which are forcing you to do what you don't want to do. But to be able to say yes to those things which you want to do and to be able to say no to those things which you don't want to do, you need power within. And that power comes by Krishna consciousness. Inner power. Power of the soul. Nourishing your soul, making your soul strong. That comes from within. So don't think Krishna consciousness is only a format of chanting Hare Krishna, following four principles, mandir jana, ye karna. It's all external. From within, you all have to nourish your soul and strengthen the soul to unite with the Lord. And best time to do that, cultivation is now. इसलिए बहुत ज़्यादा मत सोचो आज क्या चल रहा है उसके बारे में. Think of the substance of your life. Think what will make your life. And life is not just student life of studies. Life is very big, yaar. Life is very big. And there are many more things waiting for you to face. It's not going to be easy unless you are strong now. If you come out as an acclimatized person for high stress level hormones, it's a very difficult terminology to understand. But if you come out as a person who is highly stressed out constantly, what do you think you can contribute to the world? You have to first reconcile with yourself first before giving something to the world. That's why I said learn to be happy now and reorganize your life in such a way that when you come out, you come as a happy guy outside in the world. Only a happy guy can contribute to the world. No? Please understand. You're frustrated, unhappy. No. झिंजा ओढणारा मनुष्य जगाला सुख देऊ शकत नाही. आपला झिंजा ओढतो ना तो लोकांना सुख देऊ शकत नाही कधीच. यू हॅव टू बी हॅपी. इफ यू आर ट्रूली हॅपी, यू कॅन मेक अदर्स हॅपी. इफ यू आर नॉट हॅपी, यू कांट चीट अदर्स टू बी हॅपी. दे कांट बी हॅपी बिकॉज द व्हायब्रेशन विद इन इज ऑलवेज डिस्टर्बिंग अदर्स. इफ आय एम व्हेरी डिस्ट्रेस्ड विद इन ना, हाउएव्हर लव्हिंग स्पीच स्वीट टॉक आय विल गिव्ह यू, माय व्हायब्रेशन विद इन विल डिस्टर्ब यू. It will affect you. It is not what I speak affects you. It's what's within me is affecting you. Please understand. So if you want to spread positive vibration to others, you have to be truly positive within, here, inside. Then whoever meets you will feel that positivity. Will yield from you positive energy. Otherwise, talks will be very beautiful, satisfying your brain, but heart will be disturbed. Because the consciousness within is actually prevailing upon your consciousness. And I want to spread positive energy. That's my inner need. I don't want to meet people and make them distressed just by being with me. I want to make people be happy who meet me. And for that I have to yield happiness within myself, na? I have to fill my pot with happiness first to give you happiness. And that is only with Krishna. When you are with Krishna, you are happy. Get positive vibrations, you get positivity, balance, happiness, bliss. Everything is possible. Yes, Prabhuji.
In your words, what is Krishna consciousness and how it is?
Krishna consciousness is simply serving Krishna and his devotees. Not studying vast amount of scriptures and quoting slokas and mesmerizing pravachans. That is not Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is to serve. To know that my duty is to serve and to be able to serve practically. So right now, as I summarized my talk before also. Take care of yourself. Give yourself what you deserve. You deserve nice things. Please understand. You don't deserve frustrations and unhappiness and ambitious, stressed out life. You don't deserve that. You are nice people. You deserve happiness. Give that to yourself. And whatever takes that to achieve, do that, those things. Do chant, do please do yoga nicely, refresh yourself and take beautiful input within you.
Sometimes we think that the things which enchant us or the things which with which we become happy, they are
good for you.
What, for example, like most of the time students think that if I am playing games, video games or watching TV or seeing movies, that actually makes me happy. Is that true or...
There are three kinds of happiness. First, you have to understand. First, happiness is called as happiness in the mode of goodness. Second, happiness is happiness in the mode of passion. And third is happiness in the mode of ignorance. Even the guy who rapes women regularly, he also gets happiness. So that kind of happiness is called happiness in the mode of ignorance. The guy who drinks, smokes, or whatever addiction he has, he also feels happy. But then he is destroying himself with that. And there are happiness like watching movies and going out and, you know, video games and this and that, all those kind of things. It's like passion. They agitate you further to do more and more of those things. And still, it doesn't give you peace. You feel excited, but that doesn't mean you are happy and peaceful. It just makes you very agitated, actually. And happiness in the mode of goodness is, it makes you very peaceful and content. So when I eat very nice food, but which is without food yielding out of violence, sattvic, simple food, and I really have quality food, it will not agitate me, although I am overflooded with food. And I watch a drama of a life of some devotee or some saintly person or some Bhagavatam, I am also entertaining myself. I also watch video, I also watch internet. But I am watching some movie on some internet about some Krishna, or I watch Mayapur.tv and watch some festival over there, something I do. I also need entertainment. I also want to watch something on screen or hear something beautiful. But I am hearing classical music which is connected to Lord. Like all the ancient classical musics and dances and arts are linked with the Lord. देखो आप कथकली ओडिशी भरतनाट्यम सब भगवान से जुड़ा हुआ है तो वो देखते हैं हम लोग अभी कल ही हम लोग अरंगेत्रम देख के आए हमारे एक डिवोटी लड़की का जो मंदिर में था ओडिशी अरंगेत्रम वी गो देयर ड्रामास वी वॉच ब्यूटीफुली वी हैव गॉट हंड्रेड्स ऑफ ड्रामास एट होम ऑन वीडी डीवीडीज वी वॉच दैट सो थ्रिल है क्यों नहीं है थ्रिल कम विद अस आई विल टेल यू हाउ थ्रिलिंग इट इज Act with us in drama. We perform dramas once in a year. Come and see what kind of thrill is there. Arey, but Krishna consciousness mein kya nahi hai? All your needs of action, emotion, sansanik, sab kuch Krishna consciousness mein hai. Kaun bola aapko Krishna consciousness lalu logon ko kaam hai? I wouldn't have become Krishna consciousness if there was no excitement for me. I'm a different kind of person. I'm not like a theek hai re sab. मैं पहले से ऐसा ही था जैसा आज अभी भी हूँ मैंने एक ड्रामा में रावण का रोल किया था त्रिलोक विजयी रावण एको हम द्विजो नास्ति न भूतो न भविष्यति तो ना एंजॉय किया ना मैंने 3 महीना में रावण ही बन गया था रावण में ही पूरा हो गया था कम्प्लीटली उसमें सारा एक्शन इमोशन जो भी मेरा था पैशन सब उसके अंदर सेटिस्फाई हो गया मेरा यू नो व्हाट आई मीन टू से एवरीथिंग इज देयर We had a singing program, 2-3 hours, me, my daughter, my son-in-law, all of them, you know, hi-fi sound system, 3 hours we sang with beautiful instruments, fully enjoyed, you know, maza aa gaya tum, tell you, kal raat ki baat hai ye, raat tak aisa, we are reeling with the happiness, you know, so who says there is no excitement, happiness, how will we survive otherwise, if my emotional needs are not fulfilled, I will not stick on to this moment, yaar, main kuch aur dekhunga jaake bahar. मेरा दिल यहाँ पर नहीं भरा तो मैं बाहर जाके भरूंगा कि नहीं करूँगा घर में अगर मुझे खाना नहीं अच्छा मिला तो होटल में खाऊंगा कि नहीं खाऊंगा ऐसा ही है वो अगर मेरा नेचर बहुत वर्सेटाइल है आई वांट सम ड्रामा एक्टिंग दिस दैट डांसिंग समथिंग चाहिए तो आई विल फाइंड आउट दैट बट सब कुछ मुझे मिल रहा है आई नेवर फाउंड कि इसके अंदर कुछ है ही नहीं ऐसा कुछ है ही नहीं एवरीथिंग इज देयर वी गो टू पिलग्रिमेजेस अभी वी मे नॉट गो टू से सम अदर प्लेसेस व्हाट पीपल गो वेयर यू नो But we go to so many places. I'm constantly traveling. meeting people of variety of nature and giving, speaking to them, giving lectures, seminars, this and that. So even professional needs are also fulfilled. What my personality demands, I want to be speaking, I want to be presenting something, some subject matter to masses of people, that also is getting fulfilled. And I never felt I can make a career into teaching people Krishna consciousness. Now my job is, I'm a deputy director of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and I am heading the Department of Spiritual Training and Education. I am number 2 position in the hospital. So my profession also is fulfilled. And I am doing what I want to do, what I love to do. So it's very thrilling, very, very wonderful. I went to USA and gave so many classes on end-of-life care and spiritual care in medicine, spiritual care in nursing, spiritual care in dying people's conditions. I gave lectures into Indian Institute of Music. I gave lecture into American Association of Physicians of Indian Origin, which is a body of 40,000 doctors, highly specialized. I addressed to the New Jersey chapter of those people. So it is not thrilling. Then I'm going all the way from here to America and speaking in front of high quality doctors and addressing them some specific subject matter. Next day they wanted me to address 800 doctors of the hospital, but I was flying out to Bombay that day. Otherwise it was an opportunity was there. So how I can say ki, my needs are not fulfilled? Everything is fulfilled. Happily fulfilled. And because of this I'm meeting good quality of people in life, you know, very highly positioned, highly educated people, highly cultured people, to interact with them. It is only because of Krishna consciousness I am moving in the circle that I am moving today. Otherwise, I am born in an area which is called Saitan Chowki. Have you know? Do you know about it? Where in my childhood I was only watching gang fights. I have seen people getting removed with the intestines on the road with swords. If I wouldn't have become Krishna conscious, maybe I would have loitered in the same area. I don't know what I would have done. Krishna consciousness has lifted me from one level to another level. And now I'm moving in totally different circles. I wouldn't have been able to meet good people in life if I was not Krishna conscious. So social needs, emotional needs, thrill needs, love needs, all that Maslow's hierarchy tells, na? Is a Maslow's hierarchy triangle is there. All those needs are fulfilled in Krishna consciousness. This is my today's realization. I don't feel I am deprived of anything which I need to achieve in my life. The sky is open, the opportunities are open, and I am also ready for that. You study, na? Why only medicine? Why not engineering? Why are you going to medicine? Because CA karne mein paisa nahi milta kya? But you chose medicine, na? Phir? They have studied ki what is their liking and what they want to do. They have chosen that path. So I also studied. I have studied all the different. My father was a Ganeshpuri follower of Muktanand Baba. My sister was Brahma Kumari follower. I was Vivekananda follower because my name is Vivekananda. I was a fan of it because my name is Vivekananda, so I thought ki uska to mujhe philosophy padhna hi chahiye. Wo sab kuch dekha maine, matlab mereko maza nahi aaya uske andar. When I was studying, searching, I'll tell you a little story. What I was very how to say, before I joined this, I was very short temper personality and very restless personality, and getting angry was my weakness. So I went to gym first. So I heard ki थोड़ा सा रगड़ेंगे ना जिम में जाके, थोड़ा सा फिर वो कंट्रोल में आ जाएगा. हो गया बहुत सारा, लेकिन काफ़ी तक नहीं हुआ. देन आई डिड योगा इन 11th एंड 12th, एंड मे बी लार्ज थिंग वॉज हैंडल्ड वेल, बट स्टिल द कोर वॉज नॉट ट्रीटेड वेल. ओनली व्हेन आई स्टार्ट चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण ना, आई कुड सी एक्चुअली फिजिकली इन मी ऑब्जर्विंग माई सेल्फ कि चेंज हो रहा है अभी कुछ इसके अंदर. अभी आई कैन नॉट बी अनट्रूथफुल टू माई सेल्फ ना. जो मुझकी मेरे अंदर जो हो रहा है मुझे पता है कि नहीं, आपको बोलने की जरूरत नहीं है. फर्स्ट आई हैव टू फील, देन यू हैव टू अप्रिशिएट इट विद मी. ओनली योर अप्रिशिएशन डजंट हेल्प मी बिकॉज आई हैव टू फील माई सेल्फ. वो तो बोला मेरे लिए अच्छा, लेकिन मेरे को मालूम है अंदर तो अभी गड़बड़ है पूरा. सो देन आई फेल्ट कि Then I didn't leave, I didn't give up gymnasium and yogasana and all that. I continued with that. It's corroborative, it's complementary. But Krishna consciousness, after studying my sister's Brahma Kumari, after studying my father's Muktananda, Shivananda, this thing, बहुत सारा थोड़ा इधर उधर पढ़ाई किया मैंने, ऐसा नहीं है क्या, स्टूडेंट एज में किया था मैंने. बट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस द लिटरेचर सेटिस्फाइड माई क्वेस्ट. एंड वन ईयर इन 1983 आई वॉज सिंपली आर्ग्यूइंग विद द डिवोटीज, फाइटिंग एग्रेसिवली विद देम. हाँ, आई वॉज वेरी एग्रेसिव इन नेचर, दैट वॉज द राइट वर्ड. सो व्हेन द डिवोटीज वर टेलिंग मी अबाउट थिंग्स, आई वॉज जस्ट सिंपली इंटेलेक्चुअली डिफीटिंग देम लाइक एनीथिंग. बट देन in that course of time of intellectual argument and fight, I was also getting something, learning something. And then I realized ki, why I'm wasting my time in aggressively arguing. I'm receiving something good. And then I stopped and started practicing. And then I felt ki ek saal waste kiya maine argument karne mein. Tabhi practice karna chahiye tha. Aur kiya practice medical college mein. Aisa hai wo. So I will not accept anything just because of emotional attraction. I'm an intellectual person. I will rationalize everything before I accept anything. I'm not going to be fooled because somebody told me I accept it. I will thrash it out properly and see if it's really convincing me. Then I'll do it. As I told you, everything wrong also I practiced in the hospital before becoming devotee. But mere ko kisi mein maza nahi aaya. Na smoking mein aaya, na drinking mein aaya, na kisi mein aaya. वो इनर फुलफिलमेंट आया नहीं किसी में. थ्रिल थोड़ा सेटिस्फाई हो गया लेकिन मज़ा नहीं आया. एंड आई वॉज लुकिंग फॉर दैट रियल हैप्पीनेस. समवेयर आई शुड बी सेटल्ड इन डूइंग समथिंग विच इज गिविंग मी रियल लॉन्ग टर्म हैप्पीनेस, नॉट समथिंग यू नो इधर थोड़ा मिला, थोड़ा उधर थोड़ा मिला, इधर थोड़ा भागा, उधर थोड़ा करा, थोड़ा डिस्को किया. मैं डिस्को में बहुत एक्सपर्ट था कॉलेज में. एवरी डिस्को में आई शुड रन आवर्स एंड आवर्स, आई शुड डांस. लेकिन अभी फुलफिल नहीं हुआ मैं उसके करने से. I never got fulfilled. You cannot cheat yourself of the inner fulfillment. Please understand. You can cheat the whole world. You may sometimes cheat yourself also. But ultimately, you have to be truthful to yourself and honest with it yourself. Andar kya ho raha hai? Uske baad mein honest hona chahiye. And sincerely, you have to work for that. You can't just fool yourself. Yes, sir. Krishna consciousness is to be practiced by oneself, and by seeing you, people will get inspired. It is not with intellectual jugglery one gets convinced of.
For each and everything, whatever I tell them, ki bhai aisa hai, like ki will get happy and everything. You know, ki sab incidentally hota hoga, ki tujhe kuch help milta hai, God se, like everything, whatever, ki unko bhi milta hai.
कैसा है ना प्रभु जी, कैसा है ना, दिल हैव टू सी यू रियली बींग हैप्पी बाय प्रैक्टिसिंग कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस ट्रूथफुली, नॉट बाय वर्ड जगलरी. वही तो बताया मैं अभी, डिफाइन करा मैंने तीन टाइप का हैप्पीनेस. हाँ, एवरीबडी इज फूलिंग हिमसेल्फ एक्चुअली अनलेस ही गेट्स ट्रूली फुलफिलमेंट इनसाइड. तो आपको देख के लोगों को ट्रूली लगना चाहिए कि कृष्णा कॉन्शियस प्रैक्टिस करके ये आदमी बहुत खुश है लाइफ में, रियली बैलेंस्ड मैच्योर हैप्पी इन लाइफ. ऐसा उनको भी लगना चाहिए अंदर से कि आपको देख के, देन योर वर्ड्स विल एक्ट. अदरवाइज 50 वर्ड जार्गन्स विल नॉट इन्फ्लुएंस एनीबडी अनलेस ट्रूली वन इज हैप्पी इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. नहीं तो फिर घंटों घंटों आर्गुमेंट करते बैठेंगे, 15 घंटा बैठेंगे तो भी कोई डिवोटी कन्विंस नहीं होगा आपकी तरफ से. दे हैव टू सी यू हैप्पी, ट्रूली हैप्पी एंड ब्लिसफुल एंड कंटेंट, देन देर से कुछ है इसके अंदर. इफ दे सी यू प्रैक्टिसिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस एंड दे सी यू फ्रस्ट्रेटेड अनहैप्पी, सर यार ये तो बोल तो रहा है मुझे हैप्पी हैप्पी, लेकिन खुद तो हैप्पी नहीं हो गया अभी तक. हाउ विल आई बिलीव इट माई सेल्फ, हाउ कैन आई बिलीव इट. इसलिए वो सब्सटेंस होना चाहिए. यू नीड टू हैव सब्सटेंस ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस रियल बाय रियल प्रैक्टिस एंड रियल फेथ, दैट विल इन्फ्लुएंस अदर्स. इट विल नॉट जस्ट कम बाय सब श्लोकाज आई रेड एंड इन्फ्लुएंस्ड योर माइंड एंड मेस्मराइज्ड यू. इट डजंट टेक यू एनीवेयर. इंटेलेक्चुअल Conviction doesn't take you anywhere. It has to be real feeling inside the heart. That will take you. Shall we end here? Or, yeah? I'm so grateful to you. You all are very highly professional guys. Highly professional, highly intellectual. You are giving time to me, to listen to me. But I can assure you one thing, that Krishna consciousness really fulfills you in life. Really fulfills you. Maybe you are 50 years, 60 years, you want to be happy at 60 years of age. It's your deserved need. You can't be frustrated at 60 years of age. Life is very precious. Human life is very precious. You have to make it the best out of it in happiness and bliss, in achieving your goal of life. Just be content, happy, make others happy. Whoever comes in your company should be happy. Whoever comes in your company should be relieved of their stress. By meeting you, you should feel relieved. Then something there is wonderful in life. Money is not satisfied, Baba. Zarurat hai, lekin it's not that everybody will be satisfied with money. So be that kind of human being. Then life is wonderful. Okay? And we have ample of activities and opportunities for all of you. To engage yourself, to engage your skills, to engage your knowledge, engage your professional activities and propensities. We have all, again, we have a hospital which is Krishna conscious. So you become a doctor, you can become a participant of that project. So you can finish your, fulfill your professional needs, also spiritual needs. Yes, I have many projects. Now we have got 7 hospitals, not 1 hospital. So hum log ne kiya, by the way. We only have done everything. So now the happiness is there. Kuch banaya hum log ne. Aap log bhi kar sakte ho. Aisa nahi ki hum log ne kuch great nahi kiya kaam. Just remain together and remain Krishna conscious. Bas. Bhaktivedanta Hospital, P.V. Doshi Hospital, Bhaktivedanta Clinic, and Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Hamrapur, Bhaktivedanta Hospice Vrindavan, Bhaktivedanta Eye Hospital in Barsana, Bhaktivedanta Healthcare Center in Mayapur. Saath ho gaya hamare. Do pipeline mein aur aane wale. So professionally also we are fully engaged. Spiritually fully engaged. Aur aage bahut kuch karne ka dikhta hai, kar hone wala bhi hai. The way things are going on. Lots of opportunity are there. Okay? Hare Krishna.